February 26, redeemed by Christ's blood. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Will you give back to God that which he has ransomed with the price of his own blood? Will you give him your reasoning powers? Will you set them apart for his glory? They are his, he has bought them with a price. Will you place yourself in the school of Christ that your conscience may be enlightened, that it may be a good conscience, a faithful sentinel to guard the highest interests of the soul? Christ has purchased the affections. Will you trifle with them? Will you pervert them? Will you place them upon unworthy objects, center them upon human beings, and make the creature instead of the Creator your God to worship? Or shall your affections be purified, ennobled, refined, and made to twine about your Creator and Redeemer? God will not occupy a divided heart or reign from a divided throne. Every rival that holds the affections and diverts them from the God of love must be dethroned. The Lord demands all that there is of us, and there must be no reserve. Christ has purchased us. We are his heritage, and we are to be honored by being co-laborers with Jesus Christ. Wear the yoke with Christ and daily walk with God. How shall we do this? By laying hold upon the help which God has provided. The Lord has said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Matthew 7:7. God has bought us, and he claims a throne in each heart. Our minds and bodies must be subordinated to him, and the natural habits and appetites must be made subservient to the higher wants of the soul. But we can place no confidence upon ourselves in this work. We cannot with safety follow our own guidance. The Holy Spirit must renew and sanctify us. In God's service there must be no halfway work.